The views and opinions expressed during this program do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of Cox Media Group, Ohio.
This hour is sponsored by SimTrainer.
This is WHIO's consumer warrior, Clark Howard. Beware scam artists in Dayton. I'll find you out.
This is WHIO meteorologist Kirstie Zontini. If weather breaks this hour, we will break it.
And you're listening to an Ask the Expert weekend on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Good afternoon, listeners, and welcome to this Saturday afternoon broadcast of Shooting from the Hip. I'm Jeff Pedro in with Mark Avery, and we're from SimTrainer, the Dayton area's first indoor range and firearms training center. We're located at 2031 Dryden Road, right across from DP&L in the city of Moraine. You can visit us on the web at sim-trainer.com. That's sim-trainer.com, where you can give us a call at the range at 937-293-3914. The address of the range is 2031 Dryden Road in Moraine. If you want to go down and stop and see our facility, talk to us about maybe buying a gun, getting enrolled in a class, we'd be more than glad to have you. If you want to get in on today's show, please call us here at the studio at 457-1290, 457-1290. I want to start off today's show by mentioning this is the start of a very, very, very big week. This is the week in which the NRA hosts its annual meetings and exhibits show in Indianapolis. I want to encourage people that haven't already done so to give some serious thought about going. We are hoping that this year we might pass 100,000 attendees. In the years past, we've got as high as the 84,000 number, but we think this year with the things that are going on, it's a great opportunity for showing support for the Second Amendment, for the rule of law, and just for support of the NRA and the great things that they do to promote our liberties.
Plus, one of the other aspects is that Indianapolis is very centrally located to the country, so there's a great proportion of the country who can drive there in just a few hours. And one of the highest records, one of the highest attendance numbers ever was in Indianapolis, one of the last times it was there. So it's not something that shows up there every year. Those of us in the Dayton area, it's very convenient to get over there. This is an opportunity that if you've never been before, you absolutely don't want to miss it, because it's like going to a family reunion with 70 plus thousand of your closest friends that you've never met before.
Well, and I heard a statistic one time, and I'm not sure exactly how they put it, but I think about 40 to 50% of the population is within 6 to 8 hours driving distance. That's the United States population is within 6 to 8 hours driving distance from Indianapolis. So the central location makes it easy, certainly for the Midwest, some of the western part of the eastern seaboard, and even some of the Midwestern states to get there in a fairly expeditious way. But more than that, I want to encourage all of those certainly in our listening area to give some thought to going, because you say, well, what's involved there? Let me just give you kind of an idea. You go there, and they're going to, if you're not already an NRA member, they're going to want you to join and become an NRA member. And because it's so late in the game right now, I encourage you just to go over there, walk up to one of the many, 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 many desks, and they get you through in a very expeditious way. Even if there's a big crowd, you'll get up there probably in 15 to 20 minutes. You'll get processed. They'll get you your NRA membership. They'll offer you a lot of discounted rates. They'll give you a goodie bag. They'll give you a little sketch of the venue so that you know where to go if you're looking for a particular thing. And then you get to go on one of the greatest journeys of your life for the next several hours, and you will determine how long that will be. It could be an hour. It could be 4 hours. It could be all day and part of the next day. It could be all 3 days, depending on what you're interested in, because you're going to see some really neat things. And it's not restricted to guns. As a matter of fact, I'm going to guess, I'm going to throw out a number, less than 20% of the booths have anything to do with guns directly. But then there's accessories, there's camping stuff, there's lots of different things that you'll see.
Outdoor excursions.
You're going to see vehicles and some really neat vehicles. I saw 1970s, and I put this up on the website. I think it's probably still there if you go to sim-trainer.com. Actually, I put it on the Facebook page a while back. It was a 60s or 70s Volkswagen van with a minigun on the top of it. Somebody had built had this, fun. Obviously, and it was kind of a neat thing. But it's obviously not something anybody's going to own, but it's neat to see. And they have Humvees and all kinds of vehicles, and they have, you name it, stuff to see. But there's going to be stuff when you're walking, and I mentioned several times the surprises, the entertainment value alone, just walking up and down the Midway and watching some of the fun things that happen. On throughout the weekend, there'll be activities for children. Believe it or not, the NRA is very youth friendly, and there'll be different activities. They'll have a shooting gallery going on, and it's probably one of the most automated shooting galleries that is out there. I always look on the website, because when I was a little kid, I remember when our local amusement park had a 22 shooting gallery. It's a BB gun half and then a 22 on the other half, and it was one of the coolest things in the world, and everybody loved to go to the shooting gallery at the amusement park. And I understand if you go down to a place called Entertainment Junction, just south of Dayton, north of Cincinnati, right at 275, it's a entertainment junction means it's entertainment for kids centered around the theme of trains, but they also have a mini two-scale version of Coney Island, which I didn't live in the area when Coney Island was up and running in the 40s and 50s and 60s and 70s, but I noticed one of the first things I saw was a shooting gallery at the base of one of the roller coasters in the two-scale facsimile they have down there of Coney Island, and I thought that was neat. And but they have a very up-to-date. Some of it's based on lasers, some of it's based on other modern technology, but it's very interactive for the kids. They also have a bow and arrow, a Nerf bow and arrow thing where they get to shoot through a certain hole or something, or they knock over some bowling pins and they get some prizes. But it's very user-friendly, so certainly if you're thinking about it, you want to bring yourself and bring the kids. They will be entertained, if nothing else, just being so awestruck by what they see. And it's not going to be anything on a negative basis. It'll give you a chance to talk about firearms-related things of that nature. You're going to run into celebrities. You're going to get talk with some of your friends. Every time I have gone to either this or the SHOT Show, I've run into people from my hometown that I had no idea were going to be there. When you think about it, when you're talking about 90,000 people coming from all over the area, I already know at least 20 people that have come up to me and told me they're going from the range. So I know I'm going to probably run into several when I'm over there, and Mark's going to spend more time than me, and undoubtedly he's going to do the same.
Yeah, that's very likely so. Although when there's that many people there, it's amazing how many people that you'll know that'll be there and you'll never see them.
Yeah.
On Sunday from 10 to 5 is Youth Day. So again, back to the kids. They're having special events just for the youth on Sunday, pretty much all day. So if that's something that you're interested in, if you've got kids, grandkids, and they'd like to come and find out more about these things, they'll have all kinds of activities there. If you want to really find out what's going to be going on throughout the whole weekend, go to the website at NRAAM for annual meeting .org. NRAAM.org will take you and you can download the entire schedule. You can see some previews of things that have happened from other events, and you can see what this who's going to be where at what time. It's a good way to plan out your day if you're going to be wandering the show. They also have a map of the show, so you can lay out the exhibit hall and kind of draw a map to all the places you absolutely want to see, and then catch a whole bunch of stuff on the way there. So,
and the nice thing about that is when you look through that map, you're going to see things that you went, wow, they're going to be there? I've always thought about that. I've seen it in a magazine. I've seen an ad. I saw an ad on one of the gun channels, and now you get a chance to meet the people. You get a chance to see the product, to handle the product, because that's one of the biggest advantages to the exhibits is they want people to see the stuff that's out there, see the stuff that they're coming out with that just recently came out. Maybe you haven't gotten to see yet, but you get to see it there. The other thing I want to mention about Sunday is you're not going to miss anything if you wait till Sunday to go, because the show won't wrap up until late Sunday evening after everybody's left. So they're basically going to have the same displays up Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. I happen to be going over on Friday out of necessity. I'll spend the whole day there Friday. I'll come back here. Mark's going to be over there on Saturday. We're going to try to do kind of a semi-remote broadcast from the NRA show next Saturday afternoon. Mark's going to be staying Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. I may jump back in the car and go back after the show, depending on how interested I am on some of the things that are going on either later that night or the next day. I may not stay the night, but being here from Dayton, it doesn't matter. I can run over and run back, and it's not going to be an inconvenience. So if you're thinking about going on Sunday, don't worry about taking the kids and thinking you're going to miss anything, because that's not the case. It's just that they're going to have extra programming geared specifically for the kids to make it enjoyable for them. So if that's you know, works better for your schedule, you don't want to spend the night, you can just go over Sunday morning, spend part of the day, partake in the activities, walk up and down the aisles. And I suggest you maybe have two people to drive, because on the way back, you're going to be, if you spend the whole day, you might be a little bit fatigued, even though it's only an hour and a half, 2 hour drive to get back home here. You're going to have a great time, and it is going to be an experience that, I won't say an experience of a lifetime, but I would say it's one of those things everybody that's a gun enthusiast should go to five or six times in 20 or 30 years. I just think it's that important of a day.
And I know there are people who go every single year. They follow it around the country, and more power to them. Maybe when I'm fully retired, I'll be one of those travelers as well. But if you can go when it's as close as this, this is an opportunity you really want to take advantage of.
Some of our listeners undoubtedly listen to Cam Edwards on NRA Network, NRA Channel. He'll be broadcasting live from a platform there on the show facility, or on the grounds there. And you can just stand by and listen, and he'll have guests come up onto the show, and you might run into some people you might have read about in magazines, maybe saw on some of the gun shows, maybe see doing advertisements for the NRA for pro-gun rights. I'm sure people like Dana Lash, many of the gun supporters.
Many of the people there.
They're going to be there, and they're going to be walking around the current president. Drawing a blank right now, Mark.
That's okay.
The military guy.
Yeah,
help me out.
I'll get in a second.
Yeah. Anyway, he's there. We obviously, in years past, we saw Wayne LaPierre, and
well, of course, he'll be there too.
He'll be there too. And but there's plenty of people there. Oliver North. I'm sorry. I was drawing a blank. Oliver North will be there undoubtedly.
But he's not the president of the NRA now.
But he's involved directly.
Oh yeah, yeah.
He took over as one of their. Yeah, I think he's the current acting president.
Oh really?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think, yeah. He's been.
See how much I've been following that sort of thing.
Yeah, yeah. He's a very good spokesman. So you're going to run into people that will be interesting and friendly and talkative. And the nice thing about this, you're going to be with people who have like and similar interests that you have. There's not going to be, at least in the time I was there, you're not going to see inside the venue, you're not going to see any people causing trouble. There might be demonstrators out in the background, but they must be far away, because at none of the shows that I've ever been to did I ever see any problems.
Well, here's the thing. They usually stage a picture. They get up real close to the camera and have the event in the background. So then it looks like there's a whole bunch of them, but everybody that's there, when there may be 20 or 30, and they'll make it look like a great big crowd in standing in front of this huge venue, but yeah, maybe not so much.
Not so much. But anyway, again, we want to make sure that you know about that. But as Mark mentioned, go to nraam.org, check out the events. For those of you that are musically inclined, they have a great concert every year. This year, Alan Jackson, I know he's been there several times with special guests, and I'm not up on modern music, but I know Alan Jackson, but they said special guest, William Michael Morgan. So he's undoubtedly somebody that many of you listeners know about, but it's a great concert. And that is in the evening on Saturday evening. Doors open at 6. I believe the concert begins around 7 o'clock with the prep band, and then Alan Jackson will be on later on.
And if you're planning to go to that, you probably don't want to also plan to drive back to Dayton that night.
Absolutely.
That's one that it's going to run till probably 10:30, 11, maybe even later than that. And it'll be a good time. It is always a lot of fun. I've been to a couple of those. But you're going to want to make sure that you have a place to stay close by that night.
On Friday evening, the night before, they have the NRA Country Jam with 8 Seconds Saloon. I don't know, that must be some country group that's going to be playing. But again, take a look at NRAAM and see if it's something you can do this next weekend.
All right, well, we're going to take our first break for the hour, but if you'd like to be part of the show, give us a call at 457-1290 and we'll get you up on the board. This is Mark Avery and Jeff Pedro for Shooting from the Hip on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
When the Miami Valley gets hit with breaking news, severe weather, or traffic tie-ups, depend on us for up-to-the-minute information. AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Sim Trainer is the Dayton area's premier indoor shooting range and firearms training facility. Sim Trainer is a members-only facility featuring 10 individual shooting stalls and a mechanical target retrieval system. Their range is also climate controlled for your year-round comfort. Sim Trainer offers both pay-as-you-go and year-long individual and family memberships. They're also proud to offer reduced-rate memberships for law enforcement and military. Need training? Sim Trainer holds unique and innovative firearms training courses, including the award-winning First Shots program, a concealed carry course, and an advanced five-course handgun series. Sim Trainer is open Monday through Sunday. Check the website, sim-trainer.com, to find out more, or call 293-3914. Sim Trainer, the Dayton area's premier indoor shooting range and firearms training facility, 2031 Dryden Road in Moraine, just across from DPNL. Online at sim-trainer.com.
If you served in the military, you may be eligible for health care benefits at the Dayton VA Medical Center. These are benefits you've already earned through your military service. Regardless of when or where you served, you may be eligible. To apply, just call us at 937-956-0770. Visit our website at dayton.va.gov or just walk into the Dayton VA Medical Center and ask for assistance at the front desk. The Dayton VA Medical Center. You served us, now let us serve you.
With over 1,900 gaming machines to choose from, luck is always in the air at Miami Valley Gaming, which means we never stop inspecting Lucky Buckeyes. Morning and evening, noon and night, no matter the hour, you can always have a little bit of luck. Because if there's one thing I know, it's that luck never sleeps. Right, Bucky? Oh, come and get lucky at Miami Valley Gaming, just off I-75 at exit 29. Shh.
Must be 21. Gambling problem in Ohio? Call the gambling helpline at 1-800-589-9966.
Hi, this is Larry Hanskin for Nature Stone. We've all got issues with damp basements, from all-out floods to mold and mildew. Nature Stone, the only basement flooring that'll eliminate any moisture problems. Plus, it's warmer than carpet and tile, looks great, and is super easy to clean. I know you'll love it, and the Macetta family's backing that up with Russell's Promise, an unconditional warranty that you will be satisfied. Get Nature Stone installed in your basement before the end of April and get up to half off. Schedule your free in-home estimate at naturestone.com. Like my friend Mike Macetta says, it's not just a floor. Wow, it's Nature Stone.
It's the spring sales event at Key Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, Fiat, and Ram trucks with great spring savings on our entire inventory. I'm Chris Toby.
And I'm Alex Toby. Take the family on vacation and comfort in a new Chrysler Pacifica or zip around town in a new Fiat. They start at just $17,800.
Or check out our amazing selection of Jeeps. During Jeep Freedom Days, you save up to $6,500. And of course, Ram trucks, over 60 in stock, all priced to sell today.
Shop online 24/7 at TobyAuto.com or make the short drive. We'll see you at Key today.
You kick the tires and we'll kick out a great rate. Abbey Credit Union has auto loan rates as low as 3.89%. This offer is good on new and used vehicles. Visit us in Vandalia or Troy or at abbeycu.com.
Scattered showers likely to continue throughout the afternoon hours and a chilly day here for us. The high only at 46 degrees. Clouds sticking around overnight with a low dropping to 39 degrees. A chilly and cloudy start for Easter Sunday morning, but the high temperature lifting all the way to 65 degrees by the afternoon and sunshine appearing by the afternoon as well. I'm meteorologist Jesse Mag on the Miami Valley Severe Weather Station, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Dayton and Springfield Station for 24-hour news, weather, and traffic. And our Ask the Expert weekends. AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Welcome back to the show. This is Mark Avery with Jeff Pedro for Shooting from the Hip. Glad that you've joined us this wet Saturday afternoon. Let's jump out to the phones and talk to Dean, who's calling from Miamisburg. Dean, welcome to the show.
You just answered one of my questions. Is this NRA show's coming this Saturday, you say?
Yeah, it's this upcoming, actually starts on, Thursday night, sort of, but Friday, Saturday, and then most of Sunday.
Is it like the SHOT Show?
It's kind of like that, except instead of being just for the industry, it's for anybody who'd like to attend. You do need to be an NRA member.
Right.
And like Jeff mentioned at the beginning of the show, you can do that right on site. We'd love to have you join on our website, but if you did that now, you probably wouldn't have the membership information, and they wouldn't be able to see that you were a member. But that's something you can do right there on site.
Yeah.
And and then it's open to all members. So once you've got that NRA membership, there's no other ticket price. There's no some of the special events have fees, but the actual entry to the exhibit hall and the NRA annual meeting, that's all open to all members.
You know, the thing that would be problematic is getting a room for the overnight thing.
Well, I got one this afternoon, so I hadn't known for sure if I was going to be able to go, so I put off getting a room, and I got one in the Indianapolis area. It's not right walking distance from the convention, but it's in the Indianapolis area.
It's going to be within a half hour.
Yeah,
total
easily.
Time.
So it's not going to be that difficult. And there's still, you may, if you go to the NRA annual meeting website, I believe that registration for rooms through that site is probably closed. But my guess is you can find a room in the Indianapolis area without too far of a drive.
The convention center, how far is that from the dome?
It's right there. You're just going to park. It's a Lucas Oil Center downtown Indianapolis. I don't know what dome you're talking about, but the Lucas Oil Center is where they hold many major sporting events.
Yeah. The dome, isn't that what they call
it? Yeah, it's the Lucas Oil Dome. Yeah. It is a dome stadium. Yeah.
Right. That's what I meant.
Yeah. And there's adjacent buildings attached to it that they sprawl out all throughout.
Okay. Thank you, gentlemen.
Welcome.
Well, thanks for calling the show.
Yeah. Bye-bye.
Let's jump out to talk with Dave, who's calling from Bell Fountain. Dave, welcome to the show.
Hi, you guys are great. I listen to you about every weekend.
Thank you.
I would like to know the show coming up in Indianapolis, the NRA show. It's not the typical gun show. They have the exhibits and everything, but you cannot purchase any firearms or ammunition there.
No, that's correct. Right. At least you can't purchase anything that you would take. There are some of the other places besides gun dealers or gun manufacturers do actually have things for sale on site. Some of them you can purchase there and have shipped to you. Some of them are things that you can walk out with. But for the most part, the booths are small enough. There's no room for inventory, and with 70,000 people, there that would not really be practical. But there may be some things that you can purchase, but you're probably not going to buy a lot of stuff there.
Right, exactly. And then the other, I do have a question. A few weeks ago, you were talking about open carry, and I kind of thought about something that's like the open carry, Ohio is an open carry state, but at the same time, like if you're transporting a firearm to go to a range to shoot, you have to have it separate from the ammo and so on and so forth. Could you explain like the difference? It seems like a conflict there.
Well, Ohio has special requirements for transport of firearms in a motor vehicle. So you're not allowed to open carry without a license in a motor vehicle because you're not allowed to have a loaded firearm in a motor vehicle, and you can only transport an unloaded firearm one of four ways, which basically includes, for most handguns, that means in a case. And the unloaded magazines or the magazines in a separate case or separate closed compartment from the case.
Okay, exactly. And that makes perfect sense. So in other words, it's kind of silly, I guess, if you're going to open carry, you can't transport it.
Right. Loaded. It's silly in the sense that the law restricts you from being a law-abiding citizen while you're walking, but then you get in a car to go to the range. They require you unload the gun and carry it in one of the acceptable ways.
Right. So, open carry does not extend to inside a motor vehicle, even though the Castle Doctrine does, which, there's a whole lot of things that trying to make sense out of some of these provisions that were written over many different years. There's probably a whole lot of blue pencil that we need to take through that particular section of the Ohio Revised Code.
Exactly. Okay. Well, I appreciate that. Yep.
Dave, thanks very much for calling the show. We're going to take a break and head out into the newsroom. You're here with Mark Avery and Jeff Pedro for Shooting from the Hip on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
It's our Ask the Experts weekend on the Miami Valley radio station with breaking news, weather, and traffic. AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO. This is the station Dayton turns to first for live team coverage of breaking news. WHIO Dayton Springfield. Your news starts now. Depend on it.
It's 2:30. I'm Dave Daniels with a WHIO News update. Our top story, a flood advisory is in effect for two Miami Valley counties as the rain continues to fall.
Plenty of rain and chilly temperatures in the forecast today. I'm meteorologist Jesse Mag. Your exclusive WHIO forecast is coming up.
Now WHIO Triple Team Traffic got an accident this hour. State Route 49 southbound at Free Pike and Trotwood. We've got one also in Dayton, Patterson Road at South Smithville Road, and another one in the 1200 block of Wayne Avenue this hour. Our top story, it's been a wet Saturday for the entire Miami Valley, but especially dark in Mercer County, so much so there's now an advisory in effect.
Flood advisory issued for Dark County in the southern portion of Mercer County. That will last until 3:15 this afternoon.
Storm Center 7 meteorologist Jesse Mag is back in moments with his exclusive WHIO forecast. In Dayton, a family is heartbroken after 18-year-old Chance Mills is found in a pond in Dayton's Lakeside Park yesterday morning. Investigators say the pond itself is dangerous.
Water is very cold this time of year. It's about 50 degrees. I'm sure that had a role in the actual drowning itself.
Family members overcome with emotion weren't ready to speak to us about Mills, but family friends tell us the teen had a heart of gold and faced some developmental challenges.
WHIO's Mike Campbell. Greene County joining the push for raising the tobacco age in Ohio to 21, which is something Governor DeWine has wanted for a while now.
The city of Yellow Springs had discussions about raising the legal age last year, but some businesses are saying that it could impact their bottom line. More than 20 cities in Ohio, including Cleveland, Columbus, and Cincinnati, have raised the age to 21.
WHIO's Jonah Adi says if Ohio were to pass a statewide law, it would be the 12th state to do so. And this is a WHIO breaking news alert. Dayton cops are looking for a suspect after reports of a man shot in the chest this afternoon on Kipling Drive. The shooting reported around 2:05. Montgomery County Regional Dispatch tells us the suspect has fled the scene. We will bring you more details as they become available. Well, you've heard how composting can benefit your garden by turning waste into nutrients for the soil, but have you ever thought of composting yourself?
A bill passed in Washington State would do just that. They are calling it recomposition, and proponents say it's a better way of disposing our bodies than cremation or burial because it contributes back to nature.
Gary Baumgarten with team coverage. Now with the most accurate and dependable forecast, here's Storm Center 7 meteorologist Jesse Mag.
Scattered showers likely to continue throughout the afternoon hours and a chilly day here for us. The high only at 46 degrees. Clouds sticking around overnight with a low dropping to 39 degrees. A chilly and cloudy start for Easter Sunday morning, but the high temperature lifting all the way to 65 degrees by the afternoon and sunshine appearing by the afternoon as well. I'm meteorologist Jesse Mag on the Miami Valley Severe Weather Station, AM 1290 and News 9. 95.7 WHIO.
Latest scan of the live Doppler 7 radar still showing scattered showers around the Miami Valley this hour, especially through Mercer, Dark, and half of Preble counties anyway. It is 44 degrees now in Huber Heights, 47 in Springfield, and 45 degrees in Dayton at 2:34. I'm Dave Daniels, WHIO Continuing News.
Hi, Pete Kasuja here in Old North Dayton, where my wife Shirley and I started our garden center in 1963, and now we have customers who come to us every year from Ohio, Kentucky, and Indiana. The reason for such loyalty is because they know that we have thousands of shade trees, fruit trees, weeping trees, dwarf trees, evergreens, and flowering shrubs, all ready to load. We also have 16 greenhouses where we grow thousands of bonsai trees and indoor plants and garden plants, berry and fruit plants, and don't forget our green mat grass seed. So today, mow in May. We're about a mile east of the Stanley Avenue exit on I-75, so come out to 1309 Brant Pike and be dazzled.
Get local news when you want it. AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO have flash briefings now available on your Amazon Echo.
It's an Ask the Experts weekend on Dayton and Springfield's 24-hour news, weather, and traffic station, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Welcome back to the show, and please call us at 457-1290 if you have something on your mind you'd like to talk to us. We were talking the first 15, 20 minutes of the show about the NRA annual meetings, and some of you that are listening and other people who maybe just tuned in say, you know, why the NRA? Well, let me just maybe open that up for some of you to call in and tell me why you support the NRA, but let me tell you why I think it's important for this week for you to get involved, not only to become a member of the NRA, but to attend the meetings and find out in a little bit more concrete way what they're all about. Remember that the NRA is basically the largest lobbying group in the nation in reference to protection of individual liberties.
The most effective, for sure.
I'd say, and I'm not aware of anybody else. I mean, there's others that probably compete and or are affiliated with the NRA directly or indirectly, but the NRA does a great job not only advancing Second Amendment rights, but because of the way things are going in this country, they have to help with First Amendment, Second Amendment, Fourth Amendment, Fifth Amendment, 14th Amendment issues on a regular basis. And I just want to share with our listening audience, and I'm not going to give any particulars, but it was brought to our attention recently that there was a huge discussion reference to bump stocks months ago prior to the imposition of the change of the rule by the Department of Justice classifying a bump stock as an automatic weapon or a part of an automatic weapon. But there was a discussion that apparently had it not been for the NRA's input, there were several people and possibly even a majority of our congressmen who were willing to go even further and follow down the line of banning certain sorts of assault weapons. Now, that again,
which, of course, is a misnomer,
which,
as you and
everyone listening
knows.
But the point is, there were a lot of people who were riding the emotional charge of what happened after Parkland and all the fallout after Parkland, and they were looking for immediate fixes, and the only immediate fix was get people emotional about the issue and get rid of everything.
Mm-hmm.
Now, let me just...
Not unlike what happened in New Zealand.
Absolutely. Well, let me also... Yes, exactly right. Let me also take you back to just before that time when Representative Eric Swalwell from California was in a op-ed stating that I'm for the ban of any automatic weapon, which he didn't define, but in his succeeding explanation, it was basically anything that held a magazine that held 10 or more rounds. Now, he didn't restrict it to rifles, and he also meant to pistols. Now, just recently, he started to slightly walk back that. Let me also mention, before that time, when the person who he was initially interviewed said, well, you know, how are you going to deal with all these law-abiding people who all of a sudden, when this legislation gets passed, instantly become felons? And he came right out in the op-ed and on the interview and said, we have the power of the U.S. military to impose our will on the people if need be. And the commentator was like, you mean to tell me? And he even went so far as to say, we even have nuclear weapons if it gets to that point. Now, obviously, he was way, 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 way off base. But that gives you an idea of his mindset.
Yep.
And in the last week or two, he's walked it back a little bit, and he uses terms now like, because he realizes...
Well, he's not going to use nuclear weapons anymore?
Well, yeah, he's going so far as to say, we realize that that might be an overstep, but we're still moving forward with our automatic weapons ban, and we want to make, because we made that our number one agenda item, and you can tell by some of the legislation they've introduced that they've hidden behind health care and the border issues and all those things, but that was really, from a legislative standpoint, their main legislative agenda, and they started pushing that through from day one, but they've backed off because they realize, like so many other things, they could never impose that sort of restriction on the American people. It would be very, very difficult to even try to get past, let alone try to impose it on the people.
Well, and that's the thing. There'd be so much civil disobedience. There'd be so many people who would absolutely refuse to comply. And, of course, those people are all armed. So that makes it far more impossible, which is precisely why the founders went through the process of modifying and amending the Constitution to include a guaranteed protection for the right of the people to keep and bear arms.
Well, and rather than rely on factual information, he initially based his opinion on the emotional aftermath of the Parkland incident, and then he's now relying on the emotion of his followers who are, gun rights, let's go ahead and let's quell, put restrictions on guns. But then when the emotion starts to fade and the facts start to come to the fore, as they always do, then they have to walk it back and say, wait a minute, we might need to rethink this.
Yeah. And unfortunately, there are people out there who intentionally lie about such issues. People like the whole Bloomberg organization having to do with Every Town for Gun Safety, which, of course, they know nothing about safety, and all the various other organizations that all really fold under a one big hat. They all communicate with each other and are all really part of handgun control. Not just handgun, all gun control. They just think that guns are evil and we don't need them. You don't need a military weapon. You don't need – they completely forget that there's nothing in the Constitution. The only thing that says anything about needing something is that that word necessary only appears in one place, the Second Amendment. A well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. And that's something they simply don't want to address. They can't handle that because that's too much like facts.
You know, and Mark, just related to that and something we talked about on the break and in the previous caller kind of got my mind thinking about it. When you talk about open carry,
right?
How ridiculous it is that a law-abiding citizen can walk around the streets of this city, this county, this state, and be totally law-abiding, and then he gets in a car to drive to the range to go shooting, he immediately goes from legal to felon unless he takes the gun out of his holster, unloads it, carries it in one of the four ways that he can carry an unloaded weapon, provided he's not a concealed handgun licensee, and then go to the range, and then
he
have to put it all back together. It just makes no sense. But again, if we'd stick to the constitutional provision, which is fairly forthright and obvious and easy to understand, we wouldn't even be in this situation.
Well, we could reduce the size of the Ohio Revised Code in Section 29 by tons of pages.
One last thing. I just had a discussion with my wife, and she was talking to somebody else who asked her about, you know, what's the deal with this reciprocity thing? That doesn't sound right. Well, number one, my wife didn't understand all the facts, but she knew the point that the person was making was way off base because they were obviously misinformed. I've had people talk about the burden of proof. You know, what was the big change in Ohio law? Why all of a sudden does the prosecutor have to prove that you weren't guilty of using unjustifiable force? And I'm like, or were guilty of proving unjustifiable force or using force that was not justified. They now have to prove it beyond a reasonable doubt versus the person having to prove beyond a by preponderance of the evidence that they were correct. I said, well, because that's how the law is designed to be, that the prosecutor should have to prove at trial beyond a reasonable doubt that certain criminal acts were committed. And right now, our country's struggling with that. You listen to what's happening in the presidential situation involving collusion and obstruction and those sorts of things. There are people who run terms together about probable cause, reasonable suspicion, proof beyond a reasonable doubt, and they promote it to advance their own narrative without really understanding what it truly means.
Well, and the changing of language intentionally to mask the real intent is something that has been done in the gun control area as well as some others. I mean, if you look at the entire last presidential campaign, when you look at the way words were used and what they really mean, that was so often not what happened. Let's jump back out to the phones and talk to Jim, who's calling from Springfield. Jim, welcome to the show.
Thank you, sir. Always nice to hear you guys on here Saturday.
Thank you.
Had a couple questions relating to your bump stock issue. One would be a couple years ago, I bought a lower that would accept Glock magazines. I was going to make a lower, and I was going to use a bump stock. I've had the bump stock, which, you know, I had to get rid of now. But at the time when I bought the lower receiver, I on the dealer marked it down as a rifle. Now, am I stuck with that being a rifle, or can I in fact use that receiver to make a pistol with, say, a brace or something like that?
I don't think there's any restriction. The lower was sold to you as a it's a lower receiver. It didn't say a lower receiver for a rifle or a lower receiver for a pistol. The issue is going to come down to the configuration that you create from the use of the lower receiver.
He may have written it that way in the description, but it's a firearm parts are listed as other on the form.
Well, now they've classified it specifically since 2015 as lower receiver, not just other.
Okay.
So they've made a very, clarification. He might have written it down that way, but it's going to come down to the configuration of the firearm that you create, with the understanding you can't create an illegal firearm. It's going to have to do in the state of Ohio. Right. You're going to have to deal with length issues, how certain things are applied and that sort of thing. But I don't think you're going to have any problem at all with the fact that you bought a lower receiver that you initially bought as for a rifle, and you may want to make a pistol out of it. That doesn't have anything to do with it.
Okay, next question is related to binary triggers. Are you familiar with those, where you pull the trigger and you release the trigger and it fires again?
I'm familiar
and
with those. I'm
wondering if those are going to go the same way the bump stock did.
That's a very interesting question, and we don't have a definitive answer on that. It's certainly possible. That was part of the original discussion, and there are some places that already are saying that anything, because you only pulled the trigger one time, it fires more than one round because it fires again when you release. It's two separate actions of the trigger, but some places, local jurisdictions, are saying, well, we're going to ban those.
Yeah, and I think it's even possible that they would stretch the language that they used in the current adjustment to the definition of what constitutes a automatic weapon for the bump stock to maybe also include the trigger. I haven't actually read every single word.
They already departed from the actual words in the law in order to call the action of a trigger something other than the action of the trigger. So we're not going to rule out the possibility that a binary trigger could at some point be incorporated in that same category.
Mm-hmm. I don't want anybody to be the test case out there.
Yeah, I'm not going to sink $350 in it until I'm sure what's going on here.
Yeah, I'm real concerned. I'm real concerned about this concept of ex post facto laws. You have totally legal things like the bump stock, and all of a sudden they change some language, not only in the law, but in the definition of a word that's used in the law, and suddenly, you know, hundreds of thousands of devices become illegal. That concerns me tremendously,
me
and that's why I talk about
after match triggers.
Yeah,
they are match triggers. That's another one.
Yep. All potential
problems.
Fellas,
I appreciate all your great information. You're the best on there, man. So
thank you.
Have a great day.
Jim, thanks very much for calling the show.
You know, and I'm so grateful that our listeners call in. We don't have all the answers, but I think we can have, we provide the forum for logical discussion. And when we don't have answers, we're going to consult people who do have answers. I mentioned earlier consulting with an individual who told us about that debate about the bump stocks in the legislature, that had it not been for the NRA, we would have maybe been looking at some more forceful restrictions on our Second Amendment liberties. And it concerns me the way things are going. I think it's unfortunate that those discussions even had to be had or are being had. But again, thank the NRA for their being diligent in the way they pursue things. And initially, there were people who wrote on the blogs that the NRA caved. Well, I heard from the horse's mouth, and the person who's listening, if they're listening out there, I'm not by no means calling you a horse. I just don't want to disclose that information.
At least it's the
point.
Right end.
You might call it and say you're glad to know it because it's truthful information. The bottom line is it's out there. We're glad that we have the information. We're glad that the NRA is our advocate, and they're moving to get things righted that are moving in the wrong direction.
And that's not to say that we necessarily agree with everything the NRA does. I mean, there's a whole lot of people in the gun rights community who think the NRA is not firm enough in dealing with the situation. But they are very pragmatic, and they know very much about what is in the art of the possible. And sometimes I think they should push a little harder to stretch the art of the possible and maybe reach a little bit more than they know they can get in order to get something more than they otherwise would have gotten. That is my personal opinion, and it's not a knock against the NRA because I understand the philosophy and their ability to be successful is bar none. They are the most successful organization lobbying Congress, not just for gun rights, but on any issue. If the NRA has taken a strong position on something, they are far more likely to be successful than any other organization arguing for any position on any topic.
Well, Mark, just to follow up on what you said, the NRA, like many other large organizations, they become politicized to a certain degree, and those kinds of things end up happening. But the good thing is we can agree to disagree, and like Mark says, we can push to get things changed.
And if we don't, if we're not willing to take a stand on some things and say, I'm willing to lose this in order to get something else. We didn't lose everything that we've lost since the beginning of the 20th century, which we have lost a lot of our right to keep and bear arms since that time. But we haven't lost that all in one major change that stripped lots of our ability to keep and bear arms from us as citizens. It happened incrementally, a little bit over time, and some of it over long periods of time. We can't expect to get it all back at once either. All right, we're going to take our last break for the hour. Call us at 457-1290. This is Mark Avery and Jeff Pedro for Shooting from the Hip on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
The Miami Valley's only radio station for 24-hour breaking news, weather, and traffic. AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
At Menards, nobody beats our prices, so you can save big money on your next outdoor project. AC2 Cedar Tone Premium Lumber is 100% number one grade Southern Yellow Pine. Cedar Tone Lumber is pressure treated for ground contact use with a rich cedar tone color. Right now, get an 8-foot 2x4 for $5.99. Plus, a Menards gift card is perfect for Mother's Day. Stop in and save big money through April 21st during Menards Easter Sale.
Save big money at Menards.
At Miami Valley Gaming, a Buckeye in your pocket is lucky. And with over 1,900 gaming machines...
Hey, Lucy.
Oh, wow. It's Bucky, the Buckeye farmer.
Who are you talking to?
I'm talking to the people.
So there's tiny people inside the microphones? Awesome.
Aw, Bucky. Visit Miami Valley Gaming just off I-75 at exit 29. Get ready to get lucky.
Must be 21. Gambling problem in Ohio? Call the Gambling Helpline at 1-800-589-9966.
We started Allegiant with a simple goal, so the one person who couldn't travel could. 80 million passengers later, that goal remains the same. Save when you book flights, rental cars, and hotels together, only at Allegiant.com. Together, we fly.
Book a nonstop flight from Dayton International Airport to Orlando Sanford one way for as low as $99. Must be purchased by May 1st, 2019 for travel between June 2nd, 2019 and August 11th, 2019. Seats and dates are limited. Restrictions apply. See Allegiant.com for details.
Hi, this is Wesley with Everybody Fitness, and we are extending our offer for a free 30-day membership. That's right. You can still check us out free for 30 days with no purchase necessary. We have 8 locations with tons of equipment, rows of cardio, and group fitness classes. We also have free childcare and free tanning. You can even do your cardio in our movie theater. Also, most of our clubs are open 24 hours, so don't wait. Get your free 30-day membership by stopping in or check us out online at everybodyfitness.com.
No one really spends much time looking at your ceilings. Until, of course, a brown water stain appears and taints it. And like a catcher signaling the pitcher's mound, that spot is telling you something.
Listen to your roof and trust Maxim Roofing for all your home and commercial needs. Why? Because Maxim Roofing is a 9-time winner of the prestigious Angie's List Super Service Award with 3- and 4-star warranties available and proud to be celebrating 20 years of service to the Miami Valley. Call 256-4240 or visit MaximRoofing.com.
Baby boomers have shared their frustration about how much tax they pay. Let me reverse that for you and put the emphasis on saving taxes. This is Chuck Oliver, founder of the Hidden Wealth Solution, and I've been helping clients for over 2 decades to get their retirement on track and avoid the tax traps. Daily, I see clients paying taxes needlessly instead of maximizing their financial future. Learn how to save unnecessary tax and optimize your retirement. Visit retirementprotected.com, retirementprotected.com.
Scattered showers likely to continue throughout the afternoon hours and a chilly day here for us. The high only at 46 degrees. Clouds sticking around overnight with a low dropping to 39 degrees. A chilly and cloudy start for Easter Sunday morning, but the high temperature lifting all the way to 65 degrees by the afternoon and sunshine appearing by the afternoon as well. I'm meteorologist Jesse Mag on the Miami Valley Severe Weather Station, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
When the Miami Valley gets hit with breaking news, severe weather, or traffic tie-ups, depend on us for up-to-the-minute information. AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Welcome back to the show, and boy, how time flies, Mark. Again, we were talking most of the show about the NRA annual meetings that are coming up in Indianapolis this weekend, and I want to make sure that you go out to NRAAM.org and take a peek at the things that are going on. I will mention there's going to be a special guest at an event. It's the NRA IL Leadership Forum. President Trump is supposed to make a guest appearance at that event. And I was there when they were in Louisville, Kentucky several years ago. Now, I will tell you, if you're going to go to that event, get in line early because of all the security measures. It's going to be a long line. It will be a couple hours at least. And but boy, it was a powerful delivery. Again, that was 2016, right before the election. And it was there was a lot of energy in the room. And we predicted way back in early 2016, and I, with Mark sitting right here, in September 2016, right before we went off the air for several weeks because of UD football, we said when we'd be coming back right about the week after the election that we'd have President Trump as our new president, and my prediction came true, and I was so proud of that.
Well, congratulations, Jeff. Nicely done. It might be interesting to hear what he has to say, and I don't know that they'll take questions. My guess is that they probably won't. It's usually a speech, although he, as you know, is very interactive, and he goes off script a lot. If somebody raises the question of bump stocks, I'll be really interested to hear what he has to say about that.
As a matter of fact, Mark, I bet that that's already in his speech.
It might be.
He's going to talk about how it happened, because there's a lot of speculation about how it happened. And since the NRA was involved in an indirect way with how the negotiations proceeded, that would be something that I think people want to hear about, even if we don't like what we hear.
Right.
And we all know that sometimes he tells us
what we don't want to hear.
Like to hear. But he tells us, and he'll tell us in a very truthful way. But that's one of the other things.
Some people would argue with that, but
we can debate politics all we want. I just want to say, if you've never had a chance to listen to a president speak, that's going to be a great opportunity, because think of the many opportunities around the country. They're just not going to be reachable for many people in this area.
Now, we know we have listeners that are outside this area who join us on WHIO.com or follow our podcast. If you're not able to get to Indianapolis, or even if you're in this area and you can't get there, a lot of the events are going to be live cast on the web. So if you go to the NRA website, NRA.org, you go to NRA News, and there will be a schedule of events. Some of them they'll all be available after the fact. Some of them will be live streamed. So if you want to see what's going on, and frankly, that also includes the NRA annual meeting, which can be a little dry, but sometimes there's some pretty interesting things that come up there as well. So I would highly recommend that you take a look at the website and see what all is going on and figure out what you want to watch.
You know, one of the other callers mentioned that in addition to, you know, can you buy anything? Well, you won't be able to buy anything, but Smith & Wesson, Glock, Ruger, all the major gun manufacturers are going to be there, all the accessory or many of the accessory providers are going to be there. There'll be some new people kind of showcasing their product for the first time. And it'll just be nice to peruse through the aisles and talk to the people. Very friendly, very interactive. You're going to get a goodie bag when you go in. And if you have any initiative at all, you're probably going to fill up your goodie bag. Now, I will tell you, many people, including me, when you get home and you lay that goodie bag down and you go back several days, start looking through, you're like, why did I pick that up? Why did I carry that around all day or all 2 days or all 3 days? Well, that's just because it was free and somebody gave it to you and you didn't have time to pay attention to it at the time. But there's some pretty neat things that they hand out.
You'll find a lot of people that'll have wheeled carts or like a carry-on bag that has place
like
to put stuff.
Yeah,
backpack. Yeah. Those will all get searched on the way in and on the way out, most likely, or certainly on the way in, especially if you go to any of the events. So just be aware of that.
The other thing I will let you know, that you won't be able to buy any firearms, but you'll be able to buy raffle tickets and participate in auctions while you're over there. Now, the guns will be transferred. If you're the winner of the auction or the raffle, the guns will be transferred in accordance with law, the way law provides. I believe in this particular case, since it's in Indiana, Mark, correct me if I'm wrong, if they win a rifle or a shotgun, they'll be able to do the transfer right on scene. But if it's a handgun, it's going to have to be transferred through
to your home state
dealer in the state of Ohio, which isn't a big deal. They've got all that taken care of, but there's some great things. There are some historic firearms that they're going to be auctioning off. There are some rare firearms, special and grave firearms. If nothing
gorgeous
else, you got to see them.
Pieces of art.
Yeah, pieces of art. You absolutely have to see them. And then there's people who say, why would you ruin a gun like that? Well, I say you're not ruining a gun, because most of them are one of only one. So even though it might have a strange serial number to it, it's only one, and there'll never be another one in like it ever produced again.
I would probably not buy one of those simply because the first thing I'd do is shoot it, and it'd be worth half of what it was when it was purchased.
We'd both have fun,
yeah,
though.
We would, absolutely. Thanks for being part of the show today. You've been with Mark Avery and Jeff Pedro on Shooting from the Hip on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Dayton and Springfield Station for 24-hour news, weather, and traffic. And our Ask the Expert weekends. AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO. From our downtown Dayton McAfee Heating and Air Studios, WHIO AM Dayton, WHIO FM Pleasant Hill, a Cox Media Group station.